We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, EB, and JP. We will talk to our partner, Cakes, coming up in an hour. He cashed in the World Series of Poker. We'll get all the details. EB was interested in how his chip stack went from like 500K to 250K. Well,
it's easy. I'm just curious how it went down. Was it one hand or was it just kind of a wearing away of a couple hands? I mean, it's poker.
Yeah.
But yep. I'm just He'll curious. Because he was at 500K at that point, he was looking pretty good.
A lot of people tweeted us he was in the top 100 or maybe even top 75.
And then once he got down to
210, out of 9,000 plus, by the way.
Once he got down to 210 right before the bubble with like 20 people to go, then it became really, really tough. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of figured what would happened, which would be hold on for dear life, get through the bubble. And then you get into a shove fold situation, and then unfortunately you just didn't have enough chips to play.
I know he's not happy that he was bounced where he was. Yeah. I mean, he did cash, which is good.
Yeah,
but he's been there 7 days.
He's got to be sick of it.
He's been there by himself.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I love playing blackjack and going gamble. I couldn't do more than 3 days in Vegas tops.
I've done Vegas for 5-6 days. It's a lot.
I couldn't.
It's a lot. You can't wait to get out of
there. And the heat is so bad. He did one of his videos. I don't know if it was on Twitter or Instagram. Maybe it was on both.
Yeah.
And it looked like he was just outside the building.
Yeah.
And he said he had misters. He said he had misters on mine. I mean, you could just tell how hot it was.
Totally.
I think it was. I mean, it's been hot here. It's been oppressive here, but that's even another level. And I don't care if it's dry heat. It is hot. All right, it is Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. You can call us at 1-800-636-1067. Also, Open Text Thursday. You can always text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza is a local favorite. Since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads, Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and charges may apply.
When we were in Dallas, you do like team dinners when you do trips like that. And you try to do one or two of them with the team, get everybody together. We went to a place that was like Fogo de Chao, but for pizza. So it was a tiny place. I think it might be a chain. But you go and you sit down there and they literally give you one of those things with the red and green and you flip it over. But they just bring different kinds of pizzas.
They bring them to you. So it wasn't CeCe's Pizza. Do you remember CeCe's Pizza back in the day?
I remember seeing it. I don't think I've ever been in one.
CeCe's was like a buffet.
No. This was like a fancy place.
Okay.
And they would bring all these weird pizzas, like with eggplant or any kind of thing, whatever you could think of on it. And I'll be honest, by the end of it, I was grossed out by pizza. It just was too much.
Yeah, but then like a day or two off and you want to go to Lido or Pupatella.
That's fine. Yeah. But this was different for me. It was and it was weirder pizza than those. You know, it was just like weird stuff. But it wasn't my thing. It sounded good on paper. But then when they just keep bringing out like these, I don't know, jalapeno pizzas and just weird pizzas, you know, with weird stuff on it. I was kind of out on it. All right, you want to bang a couple of these calls? Let's go to... I hate these guys with these nicknames. Toothpick? That's his name? Toothpick?
What's up, BB?
What's up?
That's your name?
Hey. Yes, man. Long story, not the time to get into it, but yeah, listen, I'm sick of these so-called Commanders fans calling in talking about Terry deserves, you know, lower prices because Mike Evans is a Hall of Famer and he's not better. But it is what it is, man. Like, receiver is the most dependent position. They depend on the offensive line, quarterback play. Terry's had none of that, and he still put up numbers.
Of course.
You know, so when he finally gets a quarterback and he breaks out and sets, you know, franchise records and touchdowns and things like that, that tells you what type of player he is. Every other team knows that he's a dog. That's why they double-team him. That man deserves his money. He don't deserve to be underpaid. And my question for those other callers that call in is, would you take lesser money? Because you're not the best employee at your job, but I'm pretty sure you go out and bust your butt the same way he does on the football field. So
right.
Stop trying to undercut the man.
Well, the other thing is when you look at his current deal, when he signed it, I think if you looked at the AAV, it was like $23 million.
Mm-hmm.
You think he's going to sign one for $24 million? This would go around?
Right.
Get out of here.
No.
Right. That makes no sense. But, hey, yeah. I appreciate it, man. But y'all got to start asking these callers if they're Commanders fans or not, because it'll tell you who they are when they start talking crazy like that.
Yeah. Listen, I think they're going to get it done, but I can understand kind of both sides, to be honest with you.
Toothpick, I think I'm going to know the answer, but did you like the new jerseys that they unveiled yesterday?
I love them. I love them. They are amazing. It's a team that we remember.
Yes.
The new jerseys, the ones that they broke out on 2222, that was a franchise, a new franchise type stuff, but we're not a new franchise. We just rebranded.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. All right. Thank you, Toothpick.
Appreciate
that was an embarrassing rollout.
But what did he say the reason for Toothpick was? Did he tell you?
He said
you?
It was a long story.
No, Durabi, he might have told.
That guy owes me a dollar. I told him exactly how this call is going to go. Anybody who calls with a nickname, I say, give me your real name. But Toothpick, I know he comes in here. He's been coming to
you. Was he some big fat guy?
No, he's tiny, actually.
He is.
But he goes on B-Mitch and Finley.
Oh, he thought it was ironic.
Yeah, yeah.
So I go, EB's going to say, I go, you owe me a dollar if you go on the air and EB says, what's with Toothpick? What's with that name? Where do you get that? Why do you call yourself that?
You're Pavlovian like
And he bet against it?
Well, I mean, I'm Pavlovian. He knows. I also like to call people their normal names.
It's distracting.
I don't know the guy.
I hate nicknames, too. I'm with you.
I like it if it's a friend and I know you, Squirrel.
I'm with
you. I get
you.
It.
He's Drab. He's Valdez.
All my friends have nicknames, but when you call in a radio show, I'm not used to that.
I'm with you.
I don't
you.
Like it. It's weird.
I let him slide because he owes me a dollar now.
He still didn't explain why he's a toothpick.
I didn't really care. He's told me before.
Maybe he just
I
likes
forgot.
Toothpicks.
He said it was an old football nickname.
Oh, my God.
He was probably skinny at some point, and somebody called him Toothpick.
I know. It's something dumb. Let's go.
Why does it trigger you so much?
I mean, because it's distracting. Everybody else calls, you know, hey, it's Matt. Hey, it's Steve. Toothpick. I think it sounds trifling, to be honest with you.
I don't know. We've got Cowboy Todd, Sacktown Mike. These are callers.
They were all given to them.
I know, but we gave him the nickname. We know those guys. All right, here's another one. Gilly.
We all know the reasoning
behind
it.
That's his name.
His real name is Gilly?
His last name is Gilly.
Gilly. What's up?
All right.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up? Yeah, the real name is Gilly, man. It's
Gilly.
It's actually from from West Africa. My grandmother gave me it.
All right.
I was born in her language, it means like I knew it.
So all right, I can't make fun of your grandmother, so go ahead.
I'm a real analytics guy. I like numbers. If you look at the numbers within like the last 5 years, Terry McLaurin is a top 10 receiver, and the fact that people below him are getting paid more than him just doesn't make sense. And I think the thing about it is it's more than just the financials for him. He's like the heart of the team.
Yes.
You know, like 100%. You know, he's been here through I don't know how many quarterbacks, man. Maybe like 10, 15.
Yeah. A lot of bad ones.
He remains consistent. Yeah.
I'll say this, too. I was listening to B-Mitch. Maybe it was I was driving home yesterday for a sec, and B-Mitch made just an obvious point that he's been doing this all along with no number two of any significance. And think about it. He gets all the doubles. He gets all the double teams. They don't double team anybody else. He's got. Imagine if he actually played with someone that they had to actually worry about.
Take the pressure off. Exactly. I think, man, I really hope this administration does it. You know, I've trusted the process. I sat back and let them do their thing, and they've been cooking. But I really hope they do it this time, man, because, man, it'll be dope.
Yep.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, Jilly.
Thank you.
Thank you, pal.
Now, let me ask you a question. I think Ja'Marr Chase did this as well.
Mm-hmm.
Terry can come to camp and avoid the fines if he's just doesn't play.
Right. I think Ayuk did that.
Ayuk did it. Chase did it.
Just say you rolled your ankle.
Because you risk $50,000 a day you miss.
Right. Now, I don't know how that gets paid out, if the team covers it or if you have to pay it, but...
Well, I think you have to negotiate all that, I'm sure.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But I think if you show up,
but if you're there and you're just on the sideline.
Yeah, you're just saying, look, I don't want to risk injury.
So maybe he does that and just doesn't stay at home.
Also, right. Sometimes...
That would be a good sign, actually.
Yeah.
Also, sometimes what teams would do is if you hold out and you're fined, say you're fined, I don't know, $200,000 worth of practices you've missed, the team will reimburse you.
Right.
Well, right. That's what he was referring to.
Yeah.
So he mentioned he hasn't played with a number two receiver of any significance. I just punched up a random year.
Mm-hmm.
2020. They actually made the playoffs. That was the 7-9 year. They squeaked into the playoffs. Taylor Heineke. It was a fun year. I mean... I don't know that you can even name who their number two receiver was in terms of receptions at wide receiver. All right. Because their number two receiver in terms of receptions.
Logan Thomas.
Was J.D. McKissic.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he was a beast. But he was
running back.
He was a different kind of guy.
Then it was Logan Thomas.
Yeah.
Who had 72 catches. Then it was Antonio Gibson. And then there was a wide receiver. And this is what they had. And we used to shock his skills, but do you want to take a guess?
I mean, I just have no idea.
Well, I can just tell you there's the next four guys.
Is he a long time skin, or did he bounce around with a bunch of different teams?
Not a long time, but he was here for two or three
Jahan
years.
Jahan Dotson.
Cam Sims.
I always had a soft spot for Cam.
Then it was Steven Sims.
That was my guy,
I remember him.
Isaiah Wright and Dontrell Inman.
So on the
that
whole,
was a playoff team. By
on the
way.
Whole, his receiving core has been trash.
Yeah,
right. And for him to have the kind of career that
that was
having,
a playoff team, but didn't they go 7-9? Yeah, it was because Prescott got hurt, and every team was
right. Yeah. I'm not saying it was a great team.
It was a counterfeit playoff spot.
Fair. But the point is he's never got anybody opposite him to take the pressure off him.
But you're right.
Yeah,
I mean, he had some trifling quarterbacks.
No, it was an excellent point. I mean, it's actually pretty stunning.
Let's go to Elijah in D.C. Elijah, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? I think of it like an investor. Terry, he has all of the chips in a sense. There isn't a lot of leg for them to stand on when it comes to trying to figure out, like, where the buck stop. Like, where they, like, okay, this is what, you ever been to a mechanic and you think you just need one thing and it's almost like, yeah, buddy, I got you now. They call you back and it's like, you got your stuff. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is the type of situation that isn't advantageous for the franchise. The only thing they can say is like, well, we didn't draft them, or our offensive identity may look a little different. What if they say, we got these big tackles that's going to be moving earth and they're going to be moving left and moving right. You saw Debo. I think Debo, we didn't just bring Debo over here. I think we're bringing an offensive identity a bit to change to actually compete with Philly. We saw how we tried to compete with them last year. I think this year we're going to have to compete with them slightly differently. And I think every time I call in, I've been saying, what is the ask of Terry at this point? What do you actually need this man to do for – you're paying him for what he's done, but what do you need him to do now moving forward? And if that is underneath his usage, because he's more clutch to me. There's a difference between clutch and then flat out, like, you see Malik Nabers, it's like, yo, like the foot speed, certain stuff is different. You see his clutch, even from Heineke and when they was in Indy, certain moments, I'm paying him for that clutch. You saw when the Dallas game, late,
right.
Certain moments, that's what I'm paying him for.
Right.
I'm not paying him for certain talent from the talent standpoint, like this is where he's going to grow into.
this is where Terry is. We know what he's going to do. We know how talented of a guy he is. I'm not asking him to give me more physically or develop more. Now, what you gave him, Jalen Lane, you're giving him different options to see how much more you can actually get from the guy. But I'm thinking they might start doing underneath stuff more. So
maybe
his numbers, I don't know, man. So it's a little bit more complex than I think we're giving it to. But they didn't draft the guy, and I think it's kind of like they don't have enough chips to really I don't know. I think it's a one-sided investment, and they just wasted time.
Thank you, Elijah.
That coin.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
All right.
The previous caller made a damn good point. I just went through every year of his career. I think the best number two receiver he's had until this year, because he's going to have Deebo Samuel, was Curtis Samuel.
I thought it was me that brought up the point. Was it the
other call?
Yeah, I thought it was me.
I thought it was the caller, but
yeah. I told you, I was listening to B. Mitch talking about it. Let's go to Chris. Chris, what's up, buddy? Y'all with the Junks.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Junks. Hey, I agree with the previous call and the points ahead before. When it come down to the number two receivers, they was number two. They was some trash, some doo-doo. But even when you come down to when you think about even the quarterbacks that he's been dealing with.
Of course. Of course.
The Taylor Heineke's and all those jokers, man. Number 11, man. The bum that was from Philadelphia. And they're going to get upset, man, if you do go to Philadelphia or go somewhere in the division and start running them up because they don't want to pay the man.
They're not letting them do that.
No, they almost have to. I mean, I can't even see a scenario
Look,
where they don't.
Whoever's negotiating for Washington, they can't throw out numbers. They can't say, but you only had 1,100 yards and 5 touchdowns, because they know the quarterbacks were trash. All right.
And when you put a cast around him, that's going to be able to take some of that attention off of him, and he can get more freedom to run the streets. He's going to, man, be an animal, man. So, I mean, I don't understand why would you even second guess it?
The only reason why I can think that this is an issue of any note is he's
age.
A little older.
It's age.
In a perfect world.
Right. It's simple. It's age.
It's the only reason.
He's better than some of these guys that are making more money. I get it. Like Jalen Waddle has had one good year, but he's only played 4 years. He's 26. That's why he's making $29 million a year.
He's literally the exact 100% character guy you're looking for. He's the prototype.
Yeah,
I've said it before. I want him to marry one of my daughters.
The only problem with the negotiation is he's turning 30 in September. That's the only reason there's a hiccup. If he wasn't, if he was turning 27 or 28,
this
deal would
be
done
a long time ago. I agree.
800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up next, we'll switch gears, talk a little NBA Summer League with our pal Chase Hughes from Monumental Sports Network.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Seven the Fan and the Team 980. Going to talk to our guy Chase Hughes here shortly about the Washington Wizards. Jason saw a graphic, which I saw a few days ago, and I don't know why that graphic doesn't have Bub Carrington in Vegas, but then I saw a different graphic. Somebody sent in a tweet and was like, JP, you're dead wrong. Bub Carrington's on the roster, but I don't know. Jason and I are like looking at some roster that doesn't have Bub.
This was a tweet from the Wizards.
I know.
It was a Wizards.
I know. I saw the same one.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just a mistake.
Maybe, or maybe Bub, maybe they were just unsure, and then maybe he was dealing with some injury, and now he's going to be fine. Because I did see him; he was practicing with them. I think it was yesterday when the news station was over there. And they had cameras in the gym, and I saw him, but I don't know.
Let's talk to our guy Chase Hughes. He joins us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Hey, Chase.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
So can you fill us in? Is Bub Carrington going to be playing in the summer league?
You know, I just woke up a little while ago. Where did you guys see that?
Well, I'm looking at a tweet from the Wizards, and they listed all the players on the roster, and he's not on it.
Oh, really? I saw him on a roster that they did put out there. Someone had texted me asking. I mean, he had his right hand wrapped a little bit, but he addressed the media after their rookie minicamp practice a couple days ago and was talking like he was pretty excited to play. So, I mean, with these guys who are coming back for the second year, you don't know how long they're going to play if they do. Like, Alex Starr had some question marks about him. Like, if they do play, I'm sure it's only for a game or two. But as far as I know, I think Bub Carrington will be playing tomorrow night.
Okay, that makes sense. He's just dealing. When they released this on July 7th, because that's when they released it, maybe they were just unsure of his hand.
Possibly, yeah. After that, the next day, ended up having him talk to us. And it was a pretty funny media scrum because Trey Johnson III, these guys are becoming like best friends immediately, apparently. He was crashing his press conference and asking him questions. And Bub Carrington's a pretty funny guy. I would suggest people go watch that video.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Well, you did mention Trey Johnson. He's on the roster, number 12. He'll be out there in Vegas. How's he been looking at the mini camp, and what do you expect from him in these games?
He's been looking good. You know, him and Bub Carrington, as I mentioned, you know, they are becoming good friends, and part of that has been shooting competitions during and after practices. They've had this small rookie mini camp, and Trey Johnson III. Now, first of all, both these guys have said that they've been winning the shooting competitions, but Trey Johnson III insisted he's won most of them, and that's not surprising because that's what he does best. I mean, he was an incredible shooter in college, shot about 40% from three, shot about 40% from NBA range threes. So I think he's going to have a chance to have a pretty strong summer league. We saw some of the young players on the Wizards struggle with their shooting last year. I doubt that's going to happen with him just because he's been such a great shooter for such a long time. And with the duo of him and Bub Carrington, I think it'll be fun to watch because these guys could be the starting backcourt for the Wizards for the next 10 years. You know, it could be the next backcourt that, you know, we've seen John Wall, Bradley Beal before them, or Gilbert Arenas, Larry Hughes. You never know. These guys are both lottery picks. They're both 19 years old. They have a ton of talent. They are both very versatile and big for their position. So this is the duo that the Wizards hope lead them into a new era.
All right, so when you expand the actual tweet, AJ Johnson and Bub Carrington are on the roster. So that was my bad. I was just looking at the original. So
you weren't the only one, though. Someone texted me. They're like, "Where's Bub Carrington on the roster?" And I checked the emails. Like, I saw him there.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so you think Alex Starr is only going to play a couple games? I know it's mostly just for the rookies and the guys trying to make the team, but what do you expect from Alex? And how's he looked?
I expect a stronger showing. You know, he struggled in the summer league last year. He had the one game where he went, I think it was 0 for 16, right? And a lot of people made a lot of that. He came back and played a little bit better after that, but overall could definitely have a better appearance in the summer league this year than he did last year. And this is a new philosophy for the organization to have these guys come back for a second summer league. It's not something that the previous front office did. And GM Will Dawkins, basically what he's done is he's carried over this philosophy from the Oklahoma City Thunder, which they've employed for a long time. And it goes back to Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden. Those guys played multiple years in the summer league, even though they were great as rookies. And the way he described it to me one time is basically, you know, if a young guy says, I don't know if I want to go back to Vegas for a second time, they can say, well, Kevin Durant did it. Russell Westbrook did it. Like, what's your excuse? So they really strongly believe that this is a very valuable developmental resource. And so with Alex Saar and all the guys who played last year, this is kind of the midway point in the offseason. They've been in the gym since May 6th. It's been over 2 months since they've been working on their games. There's a little over 2 months till training camp. It's a great time for those guys to go out and build some confidence.
All right, so when you look at the roster as a whole, I mean, who stays and who goes? We got a glut of, like, guards and wing players. I mean, what do you got, like 12, 13 of those guys? Like, how long are some of these older guys going to be? I mean, is Marcus Smart going to actually play for this team? Chris Middleton, Corey Kispert, C.J. McCollum? I mean, the list goes on and on.
I mean, that's a great question. It's like a numbers game at this point. They have so many players. They just traded Kelly Olynyk for two more young players from the Spurs, and there's not enough roster spots to go around.
Right.
And, you know, when they first traded for Kelly Olynyk and CJ McCollum, you know, I was asked on the radio, like, where are they going to fit in the rotation? And I was like, well, you know, we've got to see. I didn't expect one of them to get traded, but you just never know. And so we saw what happened with Kelly Olynyk. Would have been ironic if he played for the Wizards, of course, given their history. That's not going to happen. But yeah, you just don't know. And I would say definitely look at the veteran players, the guys on expiring contracts, guys who, you know, might be able to help contenders. I think there's still plenty of time left in the offseason, and I would imagine the Wizards are going to field calls for those guys probably in particular. But then as far as the young guys, there's just going to be a lot more of them on the roster next year. And I think the way that could translate is just more competition for roles and minutes. They're young guys. They've kind of brought them in. They've clear the runway for them to play a lot of minutes and essentially be given their roles to a certain extent. Now I think the accountability is going to have a different nature to it, where guys will have to perform or else someone else is going to take their spot.
An intriguing guy that just picked up kind of almost as an afterthought is Cam Whitmore, first round pick of a couple years ago with the Spalding, local kid, still very, very young. I'm not sure he's even 21 yet, right? Didn't we talk about that? Like, he's just barely
just turned
21.
I think July 7th he turned 21.
Is that a guy that is just kind of, they're just going, giving a flyer to? Or is he somebody they think, hey, he might actually be able to help us?
Yeah, I think it's more than just giving a flyer to him. You might think that just because they only had to give up 2 second-round picks, but he was a top five talent in the draft 2 years ago, and he fell unexpectedly on draft night to 20th. There were rumors about his medical reports, maybe an issue with his knee, but he was really good in Houston. He just couldn't get minutes because he was on a playoff team and they had a lot of talent at his position, and Ime Udoka really favors defense, and that's not a big strength of his. But it's pretty amazing the production he had and the minutes that he did play. He only averaged like about 17 minutes a game through 2 years though there, and was scoring about 11 points per game. So he can get to it. He could shoot. He's really athletic. He's going to be the best dunker on the Wizards from day one. He's going to be fun to watch. And what I like about watching him is he's super aggressive. Like, he's not timid at all. He's got a really high motor on the offensive end. And going back to that idea of competing with other players, like, you know, guys are going to have to bring their A games because we know that he will.
All right, so this is an opinion. I want your opinion. So if this team is going to get to another level eventually, one of these young guys has to emerge and be the alpha offensively, right? You watch OKC, clearly Shea is, you know, leading scorer in the league and everything. Most teams have that guy. Who do you think? Now, you haven't seen Trey play for him yet. You've seen right. Bub, you've seen Saar, you got Bilal. Do they have that alpha yet?
I think Bub Carrington has the best chance of being that guy. Whether they have that alpha yet, I would lean towards yes with him. I think he's definitely got the alpha personality. Like, you can pick that right up when you're talking to him. But also, you know, I was impressed with his rookie year. He is the most skilled and the best shooter of their young guys, or at least he demonstrated that last year. He's the most skilled off the dribble. And I thought down the stretch of last year, he really showed a lot in terms of creating his own shot. We saw him hit the buzzer beater in game 82 against the Miami Heat. He, you know, last year in the summer league, it stood out to me that he just immediately took a three and knocked it down like 5 seconds into his first summer league game. Like, that guy is never scared. He never backs down from a challenge. And he just has that type of personality where he wants to be that guy. He wants to take that shot. And the fact that he's so far ahead of the other guys in terms of his skill off the dribble, that's why I would say it's him.
He had a 32-point game against Orlando in that last month as well. I don't know that Sarr ever got to that. Well, I guess Sarr did have one 34-point game. I feel like he's got a little more offensive upside, so I agree with you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, look, Bilal Coulibaly and Alex Sarr, they're more defensive picks. You know, like, if they can become good offensive players, then that would be great. They would be great two-way players potentially, but they were drafted primarily for their defense. Bob Carrington was drafted for his offense. And when you're talking about a guy to lead the offense or lead a team, generally think a guy who can score a lot of points, and I think he's got a potential to do that.
So these two players that they acquired for Olynyk, Branham and Wesley, Malachi Branham, Blake Wesley, they're not going to make the team.
I mean,
there's no roster spots for them.
Yeah, I mean, right now they would definitely be pretty low on the list. So unless they clear some room, getting some veterans out of there, right. You know, you have to imagine if, you know, maybe in training camp they're competing for those final spots. Maybe, you know, it's not NBA contracts. Maybe it's time in the G League.
Right.
Hey, what's your file? He's on the Summer League roster, and I guess maybe he's been part of the go-go. It's just a great name. I wasn't familiar with him. He played at North Carolina. What's your file on Leaky Black?
Yeah, he's been a guy who's been in their system a couple years now. 6'8", wing, known for his defense, was a really good defensive player at North Carolina. Just going back to taking a flyer on a guy, that's what they're doing with him. Just, you know, got the positional size, play some defense. Maybe he can sort of come into his own physically and prove to be a diamond in the rough, but someone that, you know, certainly you wouldn't have high expectations for. But I think what they're doing is just trying to bring in as many young guys with athleticism as they can. They probably have like 10 or 12 guys you could say that about at this point, and just see who emerges.
All right, Chase, are you going to Vegas or are you staying here?
I'm about to hop on a flight. Wes Hall and I are doing a stream at 5 p.m. Monumental Plus app. I'll be covering it from Vegas for Monumental Sports Network. So I will be there. I guess I'm going to just miss Kate, huh?
You're not going to cross paths.
You're just going to miss him.
Yep.
Perfect. All right, good luck, man. Have fun out there.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Chase Hughes covers the Wizards for the Monumental Sports Network. Wizards' first Summer League game is on Friday, so you get to watch the young guys. Hopefully one of them develops into a star someday. But it's going to be a long year. Carlos from downstairs, security guard, he asked me the other day, he's like, what do you think about the Wizards? Oh, yeah. He thinks they're going to win 30 games. I was like, I'll take the under on that.
30's a stretch.
He's always an optimist.
30's a stretch.
Hey, he mentioned Cakes. Cakes going to jump on at 8 o'clock. We'll get the latest from Cakes as he wrapped up his World Series of Poker run yesterday. We'll talk to him coming up at 8 o'clock here on The Fan. Welcome.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back, we'll talk to Cakes coming up in about 15 minutes. He wrapped up his World Series of Poker run yesterday. We'll get the lowdown from Johnny Cakes Auville, who's flying back to Maryland today. Of course, he posted some pictures of his stack and his cash.
Oh, so they do? They pay you in cash. They don't write you a check. They just pay you $17,500 in cash.
I don't know. I didn't see that.
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
I'll show you the picture.
I know he got $17,500, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here you go. There it is.
Let me see. Nice. That's very cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
Very cool.
That's not bad at all.
I'm proud of the guy.
In my bag.
Went out there and he did it. That was the whole goal, man. You try to cash in the main event and then see if go from there.
Hey, you know how costs of everything have gone up here in recent years? More than half of Americans now say that the lack of affordable date nights is hurting their sex lives.
All right.
They're also one in two renters who have delayed breaking up because they say they can't afford to move out.
I mean... They've thought about breaking up?
They say, according to the data, broke people are having less sex and enjoying it even less when they do. Financially satisfied folks are twice as likely to have good sex lives, 2.6 times more likely to have frequent sex, and 6 times more likely to feel secure in their relationships. But if you're broke or you're struggling with finances, apparently the sex life is suffering.
Well, because it makes you more stressed.
More stressed. You can't go out as much. You're not having those date nights.
Yeah, well, everything is more expensive, no doubt.
Well, I'll say this. From my perspective, females that get stressed, it will just shut them down completely.
Yes.
Completely. Like
I concur.
A 0% chance.
Right. If they've got too many things going on.
A guy can manage his stress.
We can compartmentalize.
And we can still hit the skins.
Yes.
But if a woman has stress, at least you're pretty much cooked.
Yes. If a woman has a list of things to do and they're in the midst of it, right. You got no shot. If a guy has a list of things to do and all of a sudden the opportunity presents itself, they toss
in.
The things to do to the side.
There was a funny video I saw of a guy. Now, it wasn't for sex, but guys will do this. Like, if you think, okay, maybe I have a show. You might go out of your way. You might do a little extra around the house. You'll just try to relieve your wife's burden so that she doesn't feel stressed, right? So maybe you'll grab that vacuum cleaner. Maybe you'll do that extra load of laundry. Just maybe you'll rush out to the grocery so that she doesn't have to, just little things, but, relieve the burden. There was a guy, he had put a video out, he was doing the exact same thing, just so he could play golf.
I saw that video.
He didn't want his wife.
He had his golf gear on, and he was doing everything.
He's cleaning up everything.
Right. I mean, it was a setup video, because by the end, she was
funny bit.
Oh, honey, do you want to go out? Or something like that at the end of the video.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think guys, on the whole, guys can manage stress and buns. It's not an issue.
I'm 100% in agreement with you.
For women, though, it's more of a... If they're stressed at all, you just forget it.
No, they have to have a clear mind.
They got to be clear.
They have to have that clear mind.
Clear.
We can have a muddled brain. I'm going to get it in.
Things got to be lined up perfectly.
I totally agree.
Drabby, do you agree with that? You were running around doing something else. I'll recap it for you. Women... A little bit of stress is going to shut you down. Guys can manage their stress and still hit skins.
I think that's how we manage our stress.
Okay, that's one way of looking at it.
Know?
But but for a woman, if she has stress, if she's bugged about something, you're cooked.
not going to have interest in me.
Right.
Right. That's for sure.
Well, that woman you were talking about, or the wife of that guy who was doing all the house cleaning to go out, she would probably rather him go out and tee it up.
Than hit skins?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think that's true, too.
Go.
That's true, too.
Yeah. Go away for 6 hours.
I think she also probably gets annoyed that he's out playing golf all the time.
Right, yeah, when she has a 2-year-old at home and there's laundry and there's a million
She's
things.
Doing all the other stuff. And it's a fun scorecard. We've talked about it for 25 years. It always happens.
But if it's this or that, she probably would say, go play for 6 hours.
Oh, 100%.
I'll handle the chores.
She'd rather fight a raging apartment fire than have sex with you, probably. Right? I mean, she'd probably rather go jump into a flood and try to save some kid or something. Right?
Okay.
I mean, on average, it just seems to be how life is.
I don't know if I buy that people are too broke to be having sex, though. To me,
the premise is that they're not having the date nights.
You can't woo.
Yeah, but
you can't woo.
Plenty of brokies are having sex.
Right, of course. No, that's true. It's true. Well,
you gotta have a better game a little bit.
It's probably some dumb poll they pulled 1,000 people.
Yeah. I mean, Mark, do you consider yourself a brokey or no? Because, you're in the early years of your career.
Yeah, but I don't have a lot of expenses.
Like, so you're not a brokey.
Yeah.
You feel like you have a little bit of expense.
Yeah, I mean, I live on my own, I live with friends, but, live out of the house, pay for a lot of my own stuff.
He's got a lot of free shirts. He's got a Pucatelli card.
And the junks.
So do you, like, if you were dating someone, it wouldn't be an issue?
No.
You could handle it?
Yeah, definitely.
You would pick up every bill?
Well.
Like, how's that work with you?
I'd say, when you're in a relationship with, it's a little
give and take.
Yeah, it's a little give and take. I mean, I would definitely pay for the majority of stuff. No doubt about that. Maybe like 80%. But, I feel like if you're with a good girl, like, she wants to also take care. It's like mutual.
Yeah, but the thing is, what Mark can do is he can set up the date beforehand. Like, he already knows going into
it. Set the parameters.
Yeah, he already knows going into it, I'm going to pay for this date in his brain.
Right, you're not going to some high-end
But the date we're
place.
Going to is, I don't know.
Reasonable.
Like, is reasonable.
Top golf or something.
But whenever I take a girl on dates, I pay for everything.
Top golf is expensive.
Like, when I go on dates personally, if I'm asking a girl to go out, I'm assuming I'm going to pay for everything.
Right.
Just kind of how I look at it.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
But isn't there kind of a machismo, I don't know if it's machismo or anything, but kind of like a man's thing where you kind of feel like it. I know my son, who is a legitimate brokey, okay? Broke is broken.
Broke is a joke.
Okay? He's as broke as anybody can be. He feels like when he takes his girl out, he's got to pay.
Mm-hmm.
He shouldn't be taking his girl out if
they don't get to see each other that often. They live in different cities because she's finishing up her grad school.
So she doesn't
starting
have
his career.
So
she's a brokey too.
Yeah, she doesn't have any money.
So there's two brokies.
Well, they got to figure out something to do together that doesn't cost anything.
At some point, you got to leave the apartment and you got to go get some food.
But then they understand each other. They're in some sort of a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Mar might be a brokey, but it's.
No, he might not be, though.
Well, he just doesn't. He doesn't have the expense. It's like if Patrick Ewing, we make a lot of money, but we spend a lot of money.
Yeah, no, right. No, when I was Mar's age or even younger, like when I lived with guys, I wasn't really a brokey because I did have a little bit of money. I just had low expenses.
Right.
So, I wasn't rich, but I wasn't a brokey.
Mar could go to the bar and spend $60 and probably not think about it. If I go to the bar and donk off $60 on some drinks, I'd be like, damn, that's you dummy.
Well, now,
you just
now
wasted
you got all
$60.
Because now you got all these kids and everything.
Yeah, you gotta,
Yeah.
Right.
Mike Mar.
Well, so, Cakes is coming home with some extra money.
Yeah, he is.
Now, he was staked. I don't know the financial arrangement.
65-35.
So he only keeps 35?
35%. So maybe $6,000-ish.
Yeah, so he probably made about...
I mean, unless
maybe they want to give him a bonus.
Yeah, maybe they hook him up.
I feel like
an extra
they should
$1,000.
Just hook him. He got on TV or at least on the YouTube stream.
Maybe they will.
Yeah,
maybe they'll give him half.
They had to protect himself though in case he got a big score.
Right.
Yeah,
so maybe so maybe they'll give him a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna talk to Cakes next. We'll get the update from Vegas before he flies back. Cakes and his World Series of Poker takedown. That's next here on the Junk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.